Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Do you remember yesterday on the show, we were talking about holiday romances and we were wondering, is that still a thing in 2016 when you go on holiday and you meet someone and, you know, you have a bit of a snog and whatever. I mean, in the olden days, that was probably the end of it. But now with Facebook and Twitter and stuff, it's so much easier to keep in touch. So what happens with modern day holiday romances? And we got a call from TJ from Bonnyrigg. And TJ is 23 and he told us that he'd met a girl called Elise who was from Bolton. She is 30. And this is what TJ said yesterday.
She's actually here up this weekend.
Is that right?
Our friend's performing in the festival, the Fringe on Wednesday.
All right, so she's using
free accommodation.
Okay, so how did you meet her? And was it like in a club or what happened?
I was in a little bar and she came out and asked me to leave her on a cigarette. We got chatting from there.
Who said romance is dead? But then, about 20 minutes later, we got a call from Elise. And she phoned to tell us this.
Yeah, but he's, like, missed out most of the story, like, the main story. And we went out drinking and we met up a couple of times. And then we got really, really drunk on the last night.
Yeah.
And I booked a flight up to Edinburgh and sacked my flight off and came home with him.
So you actually came back from holiday with him. You travelled back to Edinburgh instead of going back to Manchester.
Yeah, and he just missed that bit out. That was like, that's the main part.
That's the most romantic gesture I think I've ever heard.
Quite right, Arlene. It's a very romantic gesture, that. Brilliant. Coming back from holiday with someone that you've met away. It gets better. This morning, we've taken a call from someone else. From Anna.
Who's Anna?
Well, she's on the phone. Hi, Anna.
Morning, Biggie.
Morning. Now, you were listening to this story about TJ and Elise yesterday, and it caught your ear, didn't it?
It did.
Now, why would that be, Anna?
Because I'm TJ's mum, and he's living with me just now.
Now, it gets better, because you were on holiday, weren't you?
I was getting back from a holiday yesterday morning about, got into bed about 2 o'clock in the morning and went to work and I heard it on the way to work.
So you got back from your holidays at 2 o'clock in the morning, then obviously got up early to go to work. You had no idea that she was there. And
well, I had an inkling that she was coming for the weekend, so that was nice.
I bet it was Tuesday and she was still there. And so your 23-year-old lads pulled a 30-year-old and brought her back from holidays.
He did. He's some lad.
I've got a question, Anna. Do you think TJ let Elise know that he still lived with his mum before she followed him back here?
Probably not.
Yeah.
He probably told her knowing TJ on the plane.
Yeah. Do you think the kind of souvenir that you expected to get back from Lanzarote might have been, I don't know, a sangria glass?
Or a donkey.
Or, yes.
Or a fridge magnet.
That's right. Not a 30-year-old woman. And how did you feel when she revealed that she was maybe using him as cheap accommodation for the Fringe?
I thought we've missed out on one there. Next year I'll need to hang out my free room.
Or your son.
Okay.
The thing is, we're having a bit of a laugh here because Elise sounded like a lovely girl. So have you met her? Do you approve of her? What are your thoughts?
Yes, as TJ said, she's got a lovely personality. I don't think it was just the personality that got his attention, though.
Okay.
So, lovely girl, I have to say. And I think they're just making the most of it in the months they've got.
Okay. Well, listen, Anna, thank you so much for phoning. You have a great day, all right?
Okay, thanks. Bye now.
Bye-bye. So he is going to get slaughtered at work today. Mummy's been on the phone telling us about he still lives with his mum.
That's hilarious.
Oh, well done, TJ.